The Norcross Police Department says about a third of that city's major crimes are actually committed in hotels and motels. So the city council recently passed a measure, other things. But as Martha Dalton tells us, some residents are concerned the move will leave struggling families out in the cold.
Norcross Police Chief Bill Grogan says the ordinance requires hotels to improve lighting, make guests show ID, and ensure that surveillance cameras work.
When you show up to a shooting, like we've had in the last couple of months, and the video wasn't working, that's a problem.
The ordinance also limits the amount of time people can stay in hotels, and that worries residents like Kathleen Allen.
We have families there who are not transient. These children are not transients. They are trying to stay there at least through the school year so that they don't disrupt their education.
We're not going to put any family on the street, definitely not. It's got a child in school.
Grogan says the ordinance makes exceptions for those families. He says there will be a grace period before its enforcement will educate hotel managers and guests on the changes. Martha Dalton, WABE News.